everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves us, speaks good things from His heart to our heart. It's the love of God that keeps us moving along in the face of all forms of trouble. God loves us, and He's righteous, and He's powerful. If we ever learn to handle life through Him, look at Him. What is He doing? What is He saying? What is He trying to get across? Sometimes the Lord can easily get a thought to me across. But when it's something, I see His attempts to tell me something, I pay more attention. I've learned to pay more attention because some things is easy for me to receive. Some things He has to explain things for me to see His point. And in the duration before He gets the full point across, I had to learn, don't jump to conclusions. When the Lord acts a certain way, or He's doing things a certain way, it's for a reason. He sees something. At some point in our lives, we have to learn to trust what God sees and what God knows. That's why I continually confess that I will do all that's in His heart, because He knows what to do. He knows how to respond to what really is. We can't see what really is. We see the portrayals of people, what people portray. That's what we see. We can't see their intentions, and then people attempt to judge people's intent. That's what Jesus told us not to do. He said, don't judge or you'll be judged. The same judgment you judge will you be judged by. And people are so rapidly fast to judge people. That's why I never want to end up in the courtroom. Because people are so fast to judge, and they judge what their judgment is what they would do. They think that people think they're right. People think they're right in their way. They're right in their mind. But every time, Lord, there's more to it. And then the people of God can, even people of God don't always get it right. So it's best to stay out of trouble and stay out of the courtroom of man. That's really not where you want to be. If it doesn't look like you're telling the truth, in their minds you may not be telling the truth, but God knows what is. But God can get you out of trouble in the courtroom. God is, wherever you go, He'll go with you, and He'll get you through it. And it probably won't go like you think. In my life, very few things have gone the way I thought they would go. And I've had to get used to it. But everything went the way God said it would go. When He would tell me things and show me things and help me understand things, it would go just like He said. If He warned me, the whole thing went just like He said it would. So, because of past relations with God, having a relationship with Him, relating to Him, and listening to Him, and talking to Him, and dialoguing with Him, I learned that I can trust Him, but I can't trust me. And I'm learning to trust God more than I trust myself. And that's a milestone and a half. When you can do that, you can do anything. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He knew where his help comes from. And he knew how to win. He knew how to be abased, and he knew how to abound. Because he learned to trust God more than himself. And then he learned that he couldn't fail. Even in what looked like terrible failure, he'd always find a way to win. He believed God and God would move. That's how we got our Bible. He was in jail writing a great portion of the New Testament. And then people would come and get it and take it to the people. He would have visitors that would transport the letters he would write. I love Paul. I love Peter. I love all the apostles. And don't think that other apostles sat on their thumbs. They were doing things too. They made history as well. But they weren't. They didn't all go to jail. They didn't have to write like Paul. They did great works of God. They did. They worked miracles. They did. They did wonders. And even John on the Isle of Patmos, they tried to kill him there. And the Lord miraculously saved him several times, gave him a word, and it went all over the world. It went viral through every age. Every age. Don't ever underestimate what God can do. God can do some things. And he can move things out of the way. And the whole thing was, you know, Christians, we're standing on their shoulders. They won battles for us to get the Bible translated from Latin to every language there is. People won battles to do this for us. Now, we have the Bible in America sitting on our coffee table or in the house somewhere and don't even read it. That's not right. People died, not only Jesus, people died trying to get us the Word of God. Because the Catholic Pope didn't want people, the organization became organized and under Satan's thumb. And they tried to keep the Bible a mystery. They wanted to tell people what it meant. They tried to make it against the law to even own one. And there are people that would want to do it again. But what they'll end up having is war. We're not going backwards, we're going forwards. Do the Word of God. Learn to live, because the enemy is trying to set your life up to fail. There are so many things people let go of. See, if you take the bait of Satan, any form of his bait, there's a hook with it and there's a problem attached to it. You're going to have sorrow if you follow him. Jesus said, keep your love alive. If you love God, you're going to have gains in your life. With the love of God, you'll learn to be an asset instead of a problem. And if you're in love with God, you can always access the kingdom that God already gave you. You'll have to do the law. You'll have to obey the laws of sowing and reaping to attain some things, but it's yours. You can get it. For instance, if you desire a car and you can't afford it, or whatever, or situation, then God has things you can do so you can accomplish those goals. And he will help you do it. Because Paul didn't just say, I know how to be abased, and that's all. He said, I also know how to abound. And the reason people have failure is because of the way that they do things, the way they think, and the way they talk. Sometimes people think that they can't have it. And they try to understand why God wants them to be poor. And if you follow them around, they talk poor. They say what they can't have, what they can't afford. They'll never get this. They'll never get. They always do it as a way of life, because that's deep rooted in their heart. And they cut off every blessing that God wants to give them. And they can only receive minor things if they don't destroy that with it. If you listen and pay attention, see, when you receive the Word of God, you can judge things. You can see things for what they are. You gain abilities as you follow God. If you only pay attention to the way you think and the ways you process, you can't grow in those areas. But if you're looking at God and observing the Word of God, if you're a student, if you're meek, if you humble yourself and just listen to the Lord and hear him out, you'll start seeing greater possibilities that always were in place. And some people, because of the way that who they are, the parents they had, the way they live, they don't have a problem prospering. They attract money. they seize opportunities. They can see it a mile away and they do it. And some people, they only looking at what's not, and they focus on it. That becomes their reality and their jail cell. We can really do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And some people are not being strengthened because their voice is too loud, their opinions are too strong. And they try to, and they're attached to the world somewhere through fear, unbelief, lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is not good. We're supposed to be, Jesus said, learn of me. Now, who does that? How many people on earth are really learning of Jesus? I hear so many messages and they forgot about learning from Jesus. I'm talking about from pastors. They teach everything and how to deal with these problems and those problems. When all the problems happen because they're not learning of Jesus. If you do what Jesus said do as a way of life, your life will heal. It's a healing process in the Sermon on the Mount. That'll help you believe on Jesus. See, the Sermon on the Mount helps you take him at his word. Believe on him as your Savior and Lord and King. What Jesus said to the seven churches will help you heal everything else. And the writings of the apostles will help you with the details. But when there's no love for God, there's no will to serve mankind, there's no will to be a blessing to others, and you're always trying to gratify yourself. But, you know, women, many women, they want to be gratified by their marriage. And if they don't feel gratified, they give up on it. And they just kind of let it go. They don't try to put any more effort to make the marriage better. They want the husband to do it. And he can't read their mind. But they're not putting effort into making it better. If you're married to someone, your spouse, and I believe in man and woman, that's it. Not two men, not two women. If you stick with what God did in the first place, it's going to work. So your spouse, you have to put your heart in the marriage. A lot of people, they don't have the love of Christ, so they don't have enough love to keep their marriage strong either. And they give up on it. They don't do anything to make it better. They do what they think they want to do. And they feed on something. Now, if you take the energy that you put forth to be entertained and study Christ, everything in your life will heal. And remember, whatever you do, you're doing it before your children. So, the example of marriage is the parents. And that's going to be embedded in the hearts and minds of the children. Unless they break through and look at Jesus. If they don't break through, they're going to be just like their parents in a lot of ways. And they won't ever have their own identity. Some people are living their parents' demise. Some women, they get hurt by one man and they don't let it go. And they bring that hurt into their marriage. You know, a boyfriend may have did them wrong and left them and they were hurt. And they saw men differently. And they expected to be hurt by their husband. And the husband don't even know about all this. And you see, you can't live with poison in you. You have to heal. And only Jesus can heal these problems. The enemy, he sowed the wrong people in your life. He planted the wrong people in your life on purpose in order to hurt you, to get you off track and out of balance. And then if you have that hurt and fear in your heart, it's going to manifest. You're going to speak it and talk it up and cause it to be in your marriage and make the marriage stale. And then your children learn. They don't want to be married because they're looking at it is this is crazy. They're looking at it from the outside. They don't know your pain and all the way you think. And this is true for many people, and they don't know why they grow apart. See, people, not only do they grow apart from their marriage, in their relationships, siblings, they also grow apart against God. Because when you're focused on Christ and what he said, you'll be learning who he is. But when you don't learn of God, there's wiggle room for the enemy to play with your mind, give you false thoughts, opinions that can't work. He loves to play people like a fiddle. The things of God, they must mean something to you. If it don't mean anything to you, if you can take it or leave it, then the enemy has won. And the people who are not, they don't have a good marriage or a good life. Now, I'm using this for an example, or anything that God gave. God gave them the possibility for all good things. But they don't access it because they're ingrained in this world. They let the world happen to them. You have to break through. And if you break through, you're going to live well. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.